Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a lot going on in the news, but I want to talk about a topic that I think is really important because Republicans, I've said to many people, whether you consider yourself conservative, Republican, whatever, we get it so mislabeled that it bugs me. I have people all the time say to me, I'm fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And I go, whatever. The majority of Republicans that I know are fiscally conservative and socially liberal. That's the fact. But we've allowed the left to determine how people view us. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I'm going to break down conservatism, leftism, etc. today using the backdrop of an American Spectator article where the guy gets it right some, but he gets it wrong a lot. And it's a topic you're going to run into quite a bit as a conservative, pragmatic, Republican, whatever you consider yourself to be. I often call myself a pragmatist because I don't think about political parties or whatever. I just think about what's right and what's wrong. I think most of you probably would agree with me that you're a pragmatist. You're not an ideologue. An ideologue only believes the way that their ideology follows. That's what leftists are. They're ideologues. Even when they get it wrong, they have to rationalize it. They have to find some moral relativity that fits the situation, even though in their own psyche they know this is blatantly wrong. They know that racism against white people is blatantly wrong. They know the discrimination against somebody based on whether their genitalia is inside of their body or outside of their body is blatantly wrong. They don't care. Their ideology says, today, white men are the scourge of the earth. White women, you're not far behind. They hide behind their wokeism for the most part. And what's funny is the elitists that start the battles, they are so above the fray. It doesn't matter what happens at the sodomite level. They're not going to be a part of it. They can change public opinion anytime they want. And it really feels like an experiment where somebody's got the magnifying glass and they just decide which ant they're going to let the sun bake, because it all seems to be for sport. It isn't for improving America. That's why I can't stand leftists. They aren't really looking for solutions. I don't know if you guys have seen a video of a black girl circulating where she's talking to woke white people and she says, how dare you? I mean, it's essentially what I say every day, but it's a how dare you look at a black man and go, you can't be successful unless I help you. You're on your way to prison. You can't get an education, and I need to curb your grades. I need to help you. You can't go get an ID to vote because I need to help you. You're being disenfranchised. You are likely to be killed in your daily life just going to work or doing something, whatever. It is so far from the truth. And it infantilizes an entire race of people who, on the left, they seem to enjoy it. Left blacks seem to enjoy this special treatment. And I use my finger quotes when I say special treatment because you are on the short bus if you believe anything that a leftist tells you. You guys know, most of you know, my upbringing. Raised by my grandparents on a big ranch in Central Texas where people talk like this here. And it was funny. You would think that, you know, all the tropes of, oh, Kevin, it's so racist, it's this and it's that. It was so far from the truth. And it was glaringly obvious to me as a kid. By the time I was 8 years old, I knew Democrats were nothing but liars who wanted to make me feel small. My world was big, man. I remember as a kid going, I'm going to be a millionaire. Of course, that was when a millionaire was a big deal. Now a millionaire is a thousandaire today. But I had dreams of grandeur. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I knew that the world was my oyster. There was nothing that could stop me. I wanted to eventually own my own company. I didn't even know what. Didn't matter. And here's what's funny. I didn't have grandparents who were there to raise me who were so forward thinking. They were like, okay, let's have Kevin take this test. This is what we do at Seeking Educational Excellence. We have kids take a test, find out what they're really good at, find out where their passion is. Then take the SAT, score high. We get you into the best college you can get into for the best, for the most money you can retain. We don't want your parents spending money. 96% of our kids get some kind of scholarship, and I don't even know how many, but it's a big percentage get a full ride. This is the SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. So if you go there and you sign up for, we call it a C-Prep, and your kid takes that, the likelihood of them not being one of these kids that goes to college, doesn't know what degree they want, gets a degree they don't even use, which, by the way, 73% of people don't use their degrees. So you spend all that money in college indoctrinating your kids on degrees they're not going to use. And then what? They become wards of yours up until they're 35 or something stupid. This is what we do. But the point is, I went to college. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. My degrees were in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. But it wasn't like it was a passion. It wasn't driven. My grandparents didn't know. They couldn't help me. I was book smarter than them by the time I was in the eighth grade. And I'm not even kidding. I was doing, you know, high level math in the eighth grade, ninth grade. By the 11th grade, you know, I was doing calculus. And in fact, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in my senior year, I taught calculus at my old high school for one semester, half a semester. Well, no, the semester. Yeah. Half the school year. I taught calculus, and for a period, I taught physics. My schoolmates listen to this program. They can validate that. So, you know, there was nothing that I didn't feel like I could accomplish, even though the world was out there going, you poor little black boy. Ooh, Kevin, I don't know. You know, you just got them civil rights and stuff, you know. It's amazing. And so this woke generation of racists, because that's what they are, they're racist. They belittle black people every single day and get away with it. And you shouldn't let them. When they bring it up, you should be, well, that seems rather, racist of you to say that a black person can't get an ID. Have you been with a black person? This is what you should ask. Have you been with a black person that couldn't get an ID? Has anyone ever complained of this to you?
Well, I'm a bit detached. I don't really...
Oh, you don't know any black folks. So you're talking about a subject that you don't even know anybody. You can't even anecdotally point to it. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, today I want to talk about this wokeism under the backdrop of American Spectator article. I think it's going to open your eyes.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Conservatism gets it right most of the time, folks. It talks about self-sufficiency, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, things like that. And I bought into it hook, line, and sinker as a kid. I could see it. I was around it. Rich white folks coming to the ranch that they own, that my grandparents were the caretakers of, and they pull up in their fancy cars and, you know, and I would unpack their bags and I just watched their demeanors and things like this. And money wasn't an object. It was just an amazing thing to witness as a kid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. I spoke of capitalism earlier, that as a child I wanted to be a millionaire. I saw how these people lived. They hadn't a care in the world, or so it seemed. But that wealth, that I never even thought of the power that came with it. I've subsequently seen what that money generates. I was with a friend of mine Well, he hadn't shown up, but I was at his country club, one of the many that he's a member of, and I watched it the minute that I dropped his name, how people treated me. You understand the power of it, but I didn't as a kid. It was just wanting something simple as I wanted to buy Converse and not kids. If you own Converse, when I was a kid, I thought you were rich. Converse shoes. I remember spending $1.88 for shoes. And thinking, what a bargain. Thank you, Lord, that I could get these shoes for $1.88. They were cheap as heck. They were for basketball. And I would tell people, true story, the kids that had Converses could stop on a dime. Once I stopped two times in my kids, I wore the rubber off the bottom of those shoes, and they were like Teflon. I slipped and slid all up and down the basketball court. I remember my coach saying to me one time, "You were so much better when you were little." And I was like, yeah, because all the kids slipped and slid up the court. But when you get bigger, you got to be able to stop. I was the best athlete on the court, but it didn't matter if I was skating on, I was on skates playing basketball. And I'm not even, people think I'm joking when I say this. I'm not. I would have to time my slide. I was like James Brown out there. Hey, baby, 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 pass me the ball. It was so funny. And I think back on it, I look at what I did for my kids, my youngest son, holy crap, just in bats alone, I think we spent $2,000. And there are people out there who play baseball, who have kids in baseball, travel ball, that's one bat. It's insane. You could take my brother and my total sport career, and just in my son's bats, my brother and I would have been feasting. We would have been living on caviar in comparison. We were having a discussion one day. I said, "Call your Uncle Kirk." He calls my brother. I said, "How many gloves did you have growing up?" And he said, "One." Now, I want you to think about this. You start playing Little League in, what, 10, 12, 10, 11 years old, whatever. And I played baseball for 2 or 3 years, whatever the number of years. I had the same glove. My son has at least 6 regular gloves and 4 catcher's mitts. And they're not cheap. So you guys know what I'm talking about. The point is this. That want, that thing that I saw made me want to be something different. And I didn't know what it was. So I wanted to, as I got older and I figured it out, I followed in the footsteps of my older brother and went into technology. But it was because he liked it. And I piddled around with him in a little shed where he would build things back. He fixed TVs. He would repair TVs on the side. So I watched him and I thought, okay, well, heck, I can do that. I learned how to solder and all that stuff. So I went to engineering school and the rest is history. But I want to talk about the destruction of dreams. I was able to dream. I was around these rich white people. I had my older brother who said, "I'm going to be an engineer." And I was like, "Well, what's that?" And he had capacitors and resistors. "Well, what does a resistor do? What does a capacitor do? What does an inductor do?" You know, things like that. And so I'd ask, and he said, "Well, this is what this does." And he taught me. And I'm learning by osmosis. So by the time I was, tech, I was decent. I knew what to do. And I would breadboard circuits and make them work. And I was like, this is cool. But it wasn't a passion. But I did have a passion for life. I knew, man, as soon as I find what I want to do, I only wish I'd found it earlier. Anyway, what am I talking about with all this? Well, there was an article in the American Spectator about capitalism, and it's right and it's so wrong. And the premise of the article is that Republicans are now the anti-capitalists and that we should embrace this. And see, this is what bugs me about Republicanism is they say, "Well, we're the ones fighting corporate America and the corporate greed and all this." That doesn't make you an anti-capitalist. That makes you a very good ethical, moral capitalist, which is what we should be striving for. There is zero wrong with capitalism. But now, what do we have? We got the woke capitalist out there who say, "Oh, you know what? I don't like the way black people are being treated. I'm going to move my baseball game out of Georgia." Really? It's got nothing to do with the issue at hand. So what I don't like about Republicanism is that it tries to, it weaves its way into leftism in these very, I mean, you got to be very smart to watch it, because that's what's happening. Marco Rubio, I'll get to this more in a bit. He says we need to be for the unionization of Amazon. I don't know about you. I'm not for, if the people of your company feels that they are being so mistreated and they want to form a union, I'm not going to say no. But I think unions are worthless. You know what solves union problems? Good quality companies run ethically. You run your company ethically, people are going to flock to it. Provide child care if you wish. You'll get a lot of single mothers that say, I'll bring my talent to your company because my child is right here. Maybe you'll even get some dads. But I'm saying, if you want to solve a problem, solve the problem of the person. So if you want to give more, let me tell you, when I got out of college, it was Kevin, we offer a higher salary. Plus you get stock options and you'll get, you know, promotions every this period. And we do reviews. You're looking at all the goodies. I mean, the job is there, but companies were trying to entice you. Come here. Come over here. Look at what we can do for you. My older son, Wharton grad, he worked for Google as an intern. Then he finished his magna cum laude at Wharton. Trust me, people were wooing this kid. Google was, well, we've got this many stock options for you. Which, by the way, he didn't take the job, and he called me a year later and says, hey, Dad, if I'd taken the job at Google, my stock would be worth $1 million. I said, don't worry about it. You'll be good. He went to BCG. Then he left and went to another company, rose through the ranks. Now, guess what this kid is doing at 31 years old? Running his own company. He's a capitalist. Holy cow, who knew? Who knew it was going to happen? Well, his dad knew. His mom knew. Most of the people around him knew. There is nothing wrong with it. Well, listen to what the Republicans have to say about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying in a virtual House budget hearing today. He says his office will be guided by the rule of law.
We are united by our commitment to protecting our country.
from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Garland saying his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights.
The Civil Rights Division's work remains vital to addressing unlawful discrimination and bias. Our budget seeks to increase the department's civil rights funding by $33 million.
A travel ban is now in effect for people coming into the United States from India. It started on Tuesday, just as the country hit 20 million coronavirus cases, and half of those come in just over the past 4 months. The huge surge comes along a steep decline in vaccinations due to issues with supplies and delivery. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions could be in for a wild ride today, courtesy of Mother Nature. Large chunks of the country are under a threat for severe weather as storms are brewing from New Mexico to Delaware. There's a potential for dangerous weather across the south, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Tornadoes on Monday ripping through Georgia.
I just heard woof, 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 and then I heard boom, 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 boom.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, at least two people died in Georgia due to the storms. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, or just National Teacher Day for short. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur gave teachers a shout-out from the International Space Station.
We're here orbiting the Earth in large part due to the education that inspirational teachers provided us years ago, and who are providing that same inspiration to students throughout our nation today. We and our crewmates pay special tribute to you during Teacher Appreciation Week.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is nothing wrong with going out and helping somebody pursue their dream. That's what millions and millions of people do every day. They sign up to go work for somebody who had a dream, and I'm not going on Martin Luther King, I had a dream. I'm not talking about that. Even though we signed up to Martin Luther King's dream. Yeah. I mentioned earlier there's this black chick that gave this ancillary, if you will, to Alyssa Milano, who wants to help black people. And she says, how sad is it that Alyssa Milano and the woke generation does not want to allow black people to be measured by the content of their character? I mean, that's where we are. People still quoting the great late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. about having a dream and that one day my kids will be measured not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And we get to a point where black people are measured by the content of their character and leftists go, no, let's measure them by the color of their skin again. Wouldn't that be cool? Huh? Kill some bits? Do you have some? It's unbelievable. And so what I'm getting at is leftism is so jacked up that it infuses itself into areas of republicanism, conservatism, to where they don't even realize it. So this article in The Spectator says, in the aftermath of corporate America's defenestration of the state of Georgia, best encapsulated by Major League Baseball's obtuse decision to yank its all-star game out of the Peach State over its passage of a milquetoast election reform law, the already festering tension between the GOP and its capitalist Chamber of Commerce wing has reached a fever pitch. So what they're, you know, this guy's using a bunch of big words to essentially say that, you know, corporate America attacked Georgia for wanting to make sure it had legal elections. They jumped on the woke bandwagon. Most of the majority of the CEOs said they hadn't even read the legislation. They just jumped on the wagon. And this guy sees it as the guy that wrote this article, Republican Party Woke Capital is the name of the article in the spectator.org. And he's saying the GOP needs to seize on this. And here's what he writes. Earlier this week, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who had previously made realignment inroads with his advocacy of common good capitalism. Now, see, that's like a George Bush's, compassionate conservatism. And he says, and it goes on, and vocal support for unionization in Amazon's Bessemer, Alabama plant. Took to the New York Post to decry how corporate America eagerly dumps woke, toxic nonsense into their culture. Well, Maybe so, but he's saying also, hey, let them unionize if they want to unionize. Even more notably, he writes, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a political disciple of Reaganite conservatism, took to the Wall Street Journal to pronounce starting today he will no longer accept money from any corporate PAC. Now, look, I get it. People are, oh, you know, all the big money in politics, I'm going to stay away from it. I'm going to make it look like, you know, I'm not taking any money from these guys and I can go after them. And I understand the knee-jerk response because of what Coke and Target and many other companies do in this day of woke. You watch TV, it's who can outdo the other the most in woke curse commercials. It's so interesting to watch. Forget the commercial. Watch who's doing it. Listen, we've got, I love these. We are now COVID, you know, responsible. We clean our restaurants even better. So what? You had filthy restaurants before? Look, nothing new is happening in the way of restaurants and how they got. Oh, they show you. We squirt the table as soon as somebody leaves. Who cares? Did anybody get botulism sitting at a table that somebody had just gotten up from? What did they do before? Let me tell you what a bar back is or a busboy. They come out after somebody leaves. They wipe down the table. Now they got to make a big issue about it because they want you to feel more woke. And look at what we do. We care about your health. You don't know why I know you care about my health? Because you want me to come back to your restaurant. If I see a roach or a rat, I'm done. If the table is sticky, if the food is crappy, if I get sick, I'm done. But now we got a whole new generation of check out how safe it is now. It's all a lie. It's a ruse. Anyway, Josh Hawley, they say, meanwhile, is only ramping up his assault on big tech oligopolist. Like the oligarchs, most recently expressed by his unveiling of the aptly named Trust Busting for the 21st Century Act. Now see, this is not anti-capitalism. What Josh Hawley recognizes, is that the people who are in control of this country are not even the politicians. It's the Zuckerbergs and the Jack Dorseys of the world who are squelching your voice. They control it. And he's saying we need to break up these companies the same way that we had to break up, you know, Getty and Rockefeller and all of them who had a stranglehold on America's infrastructure. These guys have a stranglehold on America's digital infrastructure, the digital superhighway, the World Wide Web. They determine who sees what, who gets what, how much of it you get. It's on allocation. And sometimes you don't even get product. You get inferior product or what they deem is okay. I mean, if you think about it, it's truly the railroad systems and who gets coal and who gets oil and who determines where that goes. It is now in the hands of a very small group of millennial white boys. The people that you wouldn't let fight for you at a bar or anywhere else. They figured out how much power they have, and now they're buying that power. So, again, the premise here is that Republicans need to become the anti-capitalist party. No, they don't. They need to become the anti-capitalist who's like the robber barons of the early forming of the nation. That's what they need to do. There is nothing wrong with capitalism. It is the purest source of government you can have. A person determines what is that service worth. And you know what's interesting about that service? It varies by what you need and what time. If your car breaks down, a brain surgeon doesn't do you any good. But a mechanic, he can come in and negotiate the heck out of something, right? If you don't have electricity, the dude who knows how to wire up a generator suddenly becomes your new best friend. You get what I'm saying? If you spring a leak in your house, you're not looking for a carpenter. You want a plumber, and you want him then. There's a reason why rates get jacked up in the summer for electricians when, you know, heating systems, or cooling systems rather, go out because they know this is our time to shine. And I could go on. We are not in a battle here with capitalism. Capitalism is the free market. Now, let me put it to you this way. If the plumber jacks you up when your pipes are busted, wait till his wife is pregnant and he needs you to deliver that baby. You get to jack him up. You get what I'm saying? So what happens is it sets itself up to where people go, okay, I know I'm going to need you. I don't know when. I'll be fair with you. You be fair with me. Look, I'm not giving you a history lesson here, but it was a barter system. And then somebody said, let's print some money. Let's all agree that this money has the same amount. You know, let's make sure everybody can't print it. And so on and so forth. And we all agree. Yeah, we'll take your green back for this service or whatever. It's an amazing system. There, have you ever done something where you go, no money needs to change hands. I'll give you this if you give me that. Perfect system. Nothing wrong with capitalism. But people, to hear the left talk about it, you're the scourge of the earth. You got your foot on somebody's neck. Millions of people every day agree to go out and help other people live their dreams. You want to know why? Because they don't have dreams of their own. And it's worse in the black community because the woke community wants to kill. They want to kill the black kid's dream. I know for a fact that when I was growing up, people tried to kill my dreams. Oh, I don't know, Kev. I don't know if you can do that. I had one guy, Dr. Sharp. Not one. I had many because I was a bright kid. But he called me in his office. He says, hey, man. He goes, you know, you're one of our smarter kids. He goes, what do you want to do? That was the first conversation I had about what do I want to do with my life. I was like, I don't know. He goes, well, you have an aptitude for science. You want to work for GM. He goes, I have an internship where you could go work for him and learn all about automobiles. And I told him, not really. I'm not interested in automobiles, but I like biotech. And I ended up getting an electrical engineering degree. And I was going to get a medical degree so I could marry both of those together, and I didn't do it. Got a little lazy. But the point is, Dr. Sharp recognized it, put me up for an award that I eventually won. I won the award, the Minnie Stevens Piper Foundation Award, and he helped get kind of set the direction. Now I'm completely out of it at this point, but I use it for other things, and there's nothing wrong with this capitalism thing. And I'm a capitalist. My kids are capitalists. Probably your kids are capitalists. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists hate us for being thinkers and doers, for achieving what most of them cannot achieve. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you work for somebody else, you conservatives, you the people that listen to this show, you the smartest people on the planet, it's your choice. You appreciate the opportunity to be part of somebody else's dream. You understand it. You know what went into the formation of that dream, everything about it, and you get it. And you say, you know what? I'll follow IBM. I'll follow Joe Schmo Corporation because I believe in what they've wanted to do. You know, the toughest thing for many people today, they say, Target isn't anything like it was when I first started working here. Coca-Cola is nothing like it was. The culture changed. But when you got there, you loved it. You bought into the dream. You bought into that leadership, that whatever that leader wanted, and you were all in. Yep. Leftists don't do that. They work for you only to become disruptive because they want to blow your company up from the inside. Ask them. And here's the irony. Capitalism is communism in action at its finest. I bet many people never think of it this way. Capitalism is communism at its finest. You think that leftists would love the idea of capitalism because it is nothing more, folks. Pay attention to me. I'm preaching. Somebody give me a do-rag, you know, and get, because I'm starting to sweat. It is practiced communism. You're going, what are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? You think you're so bright? The guy at the top gets the most, doesn't he? That management team up there gets the most. The minions get what they get. In other words, the biggest complaint about leftists is, look at all the money that this capitalist makes. Go to a communist country. Who lives the best? You think Xi Jinping in China lives like a pauper? He lives like the other citizens of his country? Do you think that I'm going to call them the management team of China, you think these people aren't getting over? While the majority of Chinese live in, you know, I'm not going to say squalor, but they're not living like us. You think these oligarchs in Russia are living like the rest of the communism that is pervasive there? What about Africa? There are the haves, folks, and the have-nots. Now, the beauty of corporate America is there are no have-nots, but it's communism. Let me explain. If you're truly working for a company, one of the things that they do in management as part of the change management is they build this corporate culture. And the culture is all for one and one for all. And you're supposed to be prideful about, we're American Airlines or we're Delta. Woohoo! And they have all kinds of employee incentives to make you love, love, love it. It's funny how they don't do that for America, isn't it? The practice communists try to destroy America, but inside of a capitalist company, they want it to be, woo-hoo-hoo, look at us. They form their unions and they say, look at how proud we are at Joe Schmo Airline or Coca-Cola or whatever it is. All to what? Sell more Coke, not the drugs, but the Coca-Cola, or to sell more chips at Frito-Lay, Pepsi, whatever. And they pride themselves on the communistic wall for one and one for all. Meanwhile, there's a few people at the top that are getting over. Now, they decry them from time to time, but they know that they're necessary. And what do the minions do? They define where they want to fit. You want to be the guy that moves inventory around at, you know, some company? Walmart? Or do you want to run a series of stores? Maybe you want to be a regional manager. Maybe you want to be part of the Benton, Arkansas Walmart corporate team. You get to pick where you want to be in your communism. Nothing wrong with it. Until the left gets a hold of it. But anyway, going back to the Republicans. They said, those who come political age associating the GOP's low-tax, low-regulation policy plank with big business might be taken aback by the sweeping nature of the pushback. But in truth, the GOP resistance to corporatism has been a long time coming. The Tea Party era of 2009 through 2012 took on a decisively populist, anti-corporatist hue. Disagree. I was part of it. And with its opposition to bailing out Wall Street, nothing wrong with that, and resistance to other policies reeking of beltway-style corporate cronyism, such as the Export-Import Bank that effectively amounts to a Boeing slush fund. So he's picking and choosing where he's talking about we're anti-corporatist. We're not. We're anti-cheaters. We're anti-people that are taking advantage, that are using government for their own benefit while fleecing the taxpayers and fleecing the end consumer. That's what we're against. But he says, but the recent accelerant has been the emergence of woke capital as a destructive force tearing a grievously divided country even more asunder. God, I hate when people write like this. Just write where people can read it and understand it. As the cultural left nears completion of its Antonio Gramsci-esque long march through the institutions, I don't even know what that reference is. Big business has joined the ranks of the academy, Hollywood, and mainstream media as a sprawling national edifice beholding to the illiberal woke ideology. Whereas, just 9 years ago, Wall Street donated to Native Sons Mitt Romney's presidential campaign at a higher clip than it did to then incumbent Barack Obama. Today, corporate wokesters threaten boycotts of entire states due to Republican-backed legislation on wedge issues such as abortion and transgenderism, all while prostrating themselves before the literally genocidal commissars of the Chinese Communist Party. Republicans are right to stand up and solemnly declare that enough is enough. So, I'm back to this. He's right and he's wrong. The things that he talks about are right, but we're talking about something very, very simple here. We're talking about corporate America who buys into the notion, this ideology of leftism, and they do it for one reason. Anybody want to guess what it is? Easy money. It's that simple. It's easy money. You have an administration that the more woke you appear, the more money they're willing to throw at you. The less you have to pay the piper. You can get away with stuff if you pretend to be woke. It's not leadership at the corporate level. I would dump those types of CEOs. But what gets me is we have guys like this, and I don't mean any disrespect to the author, but he really believes that Republicans need to be the replacement of the Democrats. No, they don't. In other words, he says Democrats are the party of the middle class worker and all this. Republicans have always been the party of the middle class worker. In modern times, they fight for the guy that goes out there that wants to do it by the book. Go to work, pay his taxes, blah, blah, blah. And there are many people who are. I know people in middle management, you couldn't give them the CEO job. You could give them all the perks and they'd say, I don't want that job. I don't want the headache. Corporate America is perfectly suited for you finding where you want to fit. And go fit there. Find the job. You want sales, you want marketing, you want warehouse management, you want to, you know, what do you want? It's replete with, you want to be an accountant where you sit in the back and nobody knows you're there? You just look, you know, do the books. It's got everything. You want to be out front. You want to be the sales guy out there hobnobbing, having lunches and dinners and playing golf or whatever you think sales is. It's all there for you. Capitalism is exactly, it fits every type of personality on that INTG chart or whatever it is. It fits all of it. And it's a collective good where people come together and say, I want to do this. But this guy's telling us, no, we got to be careful. You know, we want to flip sides. We don't have to flip sides. He says, we're right to stand up. There's no compelling reason to suffer through the humiliating bromance with woke capitalists battled woman syndrome style while corporate America makes itself clearer than ever before that it hates Republican voters' guts. You can change corporate America in an instant with where you decide to put your money. So Republicans, wake up, man. Don't just have this knee-jerk response. Okay, we're anti-capitalists. We're anti-corporatists. No, we're not. Not at all. We're anti ones that have the knee-jerk responses. Get rid of the CEOs that feel that way. Boycott, I don't say boycott, but don't buy from their companies or at least lessen it. Make them feel the impact. And you know what corporate America will do? It will do what it's supposed to do. It will respond. That's what's cool about it. It will make the right adjustment. Corporate America is doing what it's supposed to do. It's saying, this is where the money is. Which sadly is in the idiocy of leftism, a.k.a. wokeism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.